Very nice. So, are there other, sorry, what do I want to say? I'm not precisely sure what we were doing last week. Should we be answering some questions? Are all the questions up to date, or should we be answering some questions today?
所以他不是很确定上个星期呢，我们停在哪里？就是说我们上个星期是在回答问题，是说那些问题都得到回答了吗？还是我们今天应该继续的去回答上个星期遗留下来的问题？
All right, well, we're not getting a lot of response on that, so I'm assuming that we did cover most of the questions last week.
所以呢，大家没有任何的反应，所以他认为上个星期的问题应该都已经有了答案。
So this week we'll finish up on 1 Timothy 6, get into 2 Timothy chapter 1. We'll just keep going and get the wisdom of God for Timothy.
所以呢，我们这个星期呢，今天呢就先把提摩太前书第六章的最后几节给结束了，然后再开始提摩太后书的，我们要。
Now, I'm not sure what all to be passing on to you in the way of news and activities. Continue to pray regarding those who were baptized. And there are some interesting stories to tell regarding some things on Sunday. We'll mention those at the Tuesday night meeting at our prayer meeting tonight.
因为我们在星期天呢提到的一些事呢，我们会在今天晚上的祷告会上再次提出来。
Lucy, so good that Emily was with us again this morning. Thank you for sending her.
也在跟Lucy说呢，非常高兴Emily，那个Emily，Lucy认识，今天早上我们在一起，非常谢谢，感谢你。
There are just so many people who we have in our classes that I don't really know. And so it's so nice to see them. I'd like to get to know them better over time. Hopefully we will.
所以实际上在我们早上那个课程里呢，有很多人呢是他不认识的，他希望呢，通过经过一段时间以后，他会了解他们更多一点。Very
good. And I guess my only other comment, that's better, is Chelsea is trying to get her phone to stay on the right angle. And I know it's not easy, Chelsea. Don't worry.
所以他看到那个Chelsea就尝试着把他那个照相，手机的那个照相机调到正确的角度，知道那不是很容易做的。So
we can see your eyes, it's nice to see your chin too. So very good.
因为我们能够看到你的眼睛，能够看到你的面颊，也是更好的。All
right, let's have a word of prayer. We'll get into our study today.
我们现在祷告，然后开始我们今天的学习。
Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经献上感恩。
And we thank you for the Holy Spirit who will teach us the Bible.
我们也为您的圣灵呢教导我们圣经，也献上感恩。
You have told us that the Bible is God's good food for us. And so we come to you again hungry for your truth right now. Help us now, we pray, and we ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. All right, well, we've been studying in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
我们一直在学习提摩太前书第六章。
And we pointed out that there are three kinds of people regarding riches. The people who are slaves or employees, and they often don't treat their bosses right.
因为我们谈到了那三类人对待财富的那个观点，然后第一个呢，就是那些奴隶或者是那些雇员，他们通常呢没有正确的去对待他们的老板。
And then there are the people in the middle who want to be richer and they're striving for more and they get into deep trouble because they're not contented with what God has given them.
因为中间的那一类人呢，他们是已经有了一些钱，他们想要更多的钱，所以呢，他们就是说，在这个时候，他们对神赐给他们的东西不满足，这是他们的问题。
And we have all got to resist the temptation to start wanting to be richer.
所以我们都要那个去抵抗那样的诱惑，我们想要变得我们想要发财。
And the third group is those of us who are rich.
第三组人呢，他们是已经有钱了。
And I think that that's maybe the characteristic of most of us.
所以我认为呢，那可能是我们在座的大多数人的现状。
Compared to the rest of the world, we are very rich.
所以对世界其他的地方相比较来说，我们现在非常的富有。
And we're very thankful to the Lord for his kindness to us in giving us these riches.
所以我们非常感恩神的爱和神的那个大方给我们这样的财富。
And so the great temptation we have is to trust in our riches rather than in the Lord.
所以对我们来说更大的诱惑呢，就是说相信我们的财富而不是相信主。
When we were little children, we went to school. Every day in our school, we recited the Lord's Prayer.
所以在我们小时候的，我们去学校的时候呢，每天呢，我们都会背诵那个主祷文。
And in that prayer, we said, give us this day,Our daily bread.
在主祷文里呢，我们说呢，我们祷告说，请赐给我每日所需的食物。
Well, in fact, all the boys and girls in the classroom had their lunch. Nobody was hungry.
所以事实上呢，在那个教室里呢，每一个人都有他们的午餐，没有人挨饿。
And we were thankful for what the Lord had given us.But as a little boy, I used to wonder at that line.
所以呢，有时候呢，我们作为一个小男孩，我非常感恩神赐给我的一切。但是作为一个小男孩来说呢，我就对那一节经文呢感到有点奇怪。
But we have the habit of always giving thanks for our food to remind us.That the only reason we have food is that our Lord has given it to us.
因为我们有这样一个习惯，每次呢都为食物献上感恩。为食物献上感恩呢，是提醒我们神赐给我们的食物，只有神才赐给我们食物。
And the only reason we have anything else, the only reason we appear to have everything else is because of the goodness of our God to us.
所以呢，其他的我们所有的东西，唯一的一个原因，我们拥有这样其他所有的东西，都是神的美善对我们。
So back now to 1 Timothy 6 verse 17.
我们回到提摩太前书的第六章第十七节。
And the apostle says, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant.Nor to put their hope in wealth.
所以呢，这十七节说，你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财。
We could be filled with pride. We could become very independent. And we must say, no, Lord, Thank you for everything you've given me, and I'm going to continue to trust in you for all that I need.
我们呢有可能呢变得非常的骄傲，我们有可能呢就是说变得非常依靠我们全责，所以我们要跟主说，我们主啊，我们一切的一切，我祷告，我要靠着你。
The other thing which the Lord says here, he says, wealth is so uncertain.
另外一件事在这里讲的钱财是无定的。
And as we go through life, sometimes our wealth goes up, and sometimes our wealth goes down, and we are not certain of either.
实际上呢，在我们的人生中呢，我们的财富呢，有时候呢，变得多了，有时候变得少了，所以我们的这是上上下下是非常不稳定的。
Don't trust in our wealth, trust in the goodness of the Lord.
你不要去信靠我们的钱财，只信靠我们的神的美善。
All right, verse 17 goes on and says.But to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
所以十七节继续说呢，大家信靠那赐厚赐万物给我们享受的永生神。
So we not only have many good things, but the Lord gave them to us so that we could enjoy them.
所以我们本来没有很多太好的东西，但是神呢赐给我们，让我们去享受他们。
So it's all very, very kind of him.
所以对神来说是非常非常有爱。
So when you look around you, you see all the wonderful things, all the wonderful circumstances that God has given you. Be full of thankfulness. Rejoice.In all the Lord has done for you.
因为你看看你周围你自己身上发生的一切的好事，所以要完完全全的向神献上感恩，去享受喜乐神所赐给你。
And then verse 18 is our response to all the good things the Lord has done for us. Number one, command them to do good.
所以呢，第十八节呢，就是说，这我们对神赐给我们所有这些美事的一个回应。第一个呢，就是要嘱咐他们行善。
So the Lord has given us all these good things in order that we can do good for Him, for His people, for the needy in the world. Our lives are to be filled with good works, not selfish works, good works.
所以呢，神赐给我们这所有的一切呢，就是为了让我们去行善，去为了神，为了他的子民，为了那些需求的人去做好事，而不是为了我们自己去做事。
Now the question is, how good should we be? How many good works should we be doing?
所以问题就是呢，我们要做多少善事呢？
And the phrase is, we are to be rich in good deeds.
所以这里的词组呢是在好事上富足。
So, if we were to be rich in money, we would be spending a lot of time on it. We're to be rich in good deeds. Keep spending a lot of time doing good for the Lord, for His people, for those who do not know you.Keep on doing good deeds.
所以我们如果说在我们去依靠我们的钱财上负责呢，我们要花好多时间在钱财上，但是这里讲的我们要在好事上负责，就是我们要花很多的时间去做好事，去为神的子民，去为那些需要的人继续保持做好事。
Because he's done so much good for us, we can be generous.
因为神在我们身上行了很多良善的事儿，所以我们就可以变得大方。
And willing to share.
然后乐意供给人。
And that's an interesting concept in itself. It isn't just that we give things to people, we share with them.
这里呢，就是很好的一个概念，就是说不是说我们只给人家施舍给人家的东西，我们和他们分享。
Sometimes it's easier to give than to share, isn't it?
有时候呢，那个施舍呢，比那个去分享，要容易得多。
If we give, we separate ourselves from the recipient.
所以如果我们施舍呢，我们把自己和那些被施舍的人就分开了。
If we share, that means we are close to the recipient.
如果我们的分享呢，那就说明呢我们和那个受接受的人呢很近。
And it's often just easier to say, oh, that's very nice. Here, you take that, rather than to say, that's very nice. You come and we will be together and we will share.
所以呢，就很容易的这样去做的，就是说呢，这个东西很好，你拿去吧。这个是很容易做的，就是说不容易做的，就是说这个东西很好，你到我这里来，我们共同享受。
Now, the needy in the world probably need you to share with them more than they need your money.
所以呢，实际上呢，这些有需求的人呢，他们更需要你去和他分享，而不是只需要你的钱。
And it's interesting, the Lord Jesus Christ didn't say, just say, I'll forgive you, I will pay for your debt. He said, I'll forgive you, I'll pay for your debt, why don't you come and live with me?
所以我们的主耶稣基督他并不是说我会饶恕你的罪，我会付你的债，而他是说呢，我会饶恕你的罪，付你的债，你为什么不来和我住在一起呢？
And then verse 19 says, in this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves,as a firm foundation for the coming age.
第十九节说呢，为自己积存美好的根基，预备将来。
We don't really know much about the coming age.
我们呢，对将来并不是了解的很多。
If I ask you to explain heaven to me, you'll tell me a few things.And I'll say, all right, I want you to expand on that. And you will probably say, well, I really can't.
所以呢，我如果问你说，你跟我解释一下天堂是怎么回事，你可能会讲一两件事。然后我就说呢，你能不能够扩展的讲一下？你说我真的不知道。
And so I'm pretty uncertain about what I'm going to be doing 1500 years from now.
所以呢，我根本就我不是很确定，在从现在开始150年以后会做什么。
But I would kind of like to make sure that I have a good foundation upon which I can build 1500 years from now.
所以呢，我可以跟你说呢，我有一个美好的根基，我现在可以去。预备在将来的150年之间我会预备。
And so by doing good and giving of my money as well as of my time and talents and abilities, if I do that, I will be laying a solid foundation upon which I can be building 1500 years from now.
所以呢，我不是不仅去行善，也给我的钱，也把我的时间和我的特长和所有的都给那些需要的人。然后呢，在这样的基础上，我在后未来的150年之间，我会建立一个很好的东西。
That's very, very important for us to understand.
这对我们来说是非常非常重要的去理解。
You wouldn't want to get to heaven and realize that you've got to do something and you don't know how to do it. You've got to build and you've got no foundation to build on.
所以呢，实际上呢，对，如果你到了天堂以后呢，有些事情你不知道怎么做，这并不是一件好事。所以你现在要在这个美好的根基上去建造，去准备好。
So showing kindness, doing good, and giving money, all of these things are a foundation. The verse goes on to say, enabling us to take hold of the life that is the true life.
实际上呢，这里讲的呢，你要是显示你的爱，施舍你的钱，做好事，这第十九节后面说呢，叫你们呢持定那真正的生命。
So doing good and kindness and giving, those things are not the total, the epitome of the godly life. They're the foundation. But godliness builds on that. You've got to start somewhere. If you've got some riches, you use it for God, and God will use that to build your own character on after that.
所以呢，实际上呢，你要行善，要做好事，要去施舍你的钱财。所以说呢，你必须呢，在一个什么样的基础上，所以你有这样的钱财呢，你先在这个基础上建立起你自己的那个，然后神就会在这个你的基础上给你建立一个你的特征和性格。
Now in verse 20, Paul says, Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care.
第二十节说呢，提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的。
He's basically saying, Timothy, you've got some real riches, not necessarily cash, but you've got the riches of truth. You guard that.
所以这里基本上就是说呢，提摩太，你是真的真的很富有，所以呢，并不一定就是说你在钱财上富有，而是在真理上富有，所以你要保守这个。
If you don't guard your money, you will find that there's somebody out there, or a lot of people out there, who are going to trick you and take it from you one way or the other. Guard your money.
所以如果你不去看守你的钱的话，你会发现有很多人会在外面，他想要那个欺骗你，想要偷走你的钱，想要骗走你的钱，所以要保守你的钱财。
But what you've got of far greater value than that is the riches of the truth of God. You must guard that as well.
所以实际上呢，你比钱财更珍贵的东西是呢，你得到了神的真理，所以你同样要保守你有的神的真理。
How valuable is your knowledge of the Word of God?
所以你对神的知识的有多大的价值呢？
Well, certainly far more valuable than a few dollars or a few million dollars.
当然了，它比几块钱或者几百万美金更有价值。
And so we've got to go out of our way to guard that heritage, to guard that truth.
所以呢，我们必须呢，就是要去保守这样的我们继承的东西和这样的真理。
That's why we read our Bibles and pray every day.
这就是我们读我们的圣经，每天祷告。
That's why we keep going to meetings.
这就是我们一直去来参加这些的学习。
That's why we do good wherever and whenever we can. It's all part of our guarding ourselves against the fact that some may seek to take the truth away from us.
所以这就是我们为什么行善。我们这样行善的，当我们可以的时候，我们去行善做好事，这样就可以保守我们所持有的真理，不让别人从我们这里偷走。
How do you do that?
怎么去做呢？
Paul goes on, he says, turn away from godless chatter.
所以呢，使徒保罗说，躲避世俗的虚谈。
So when you talk, keep on talking about the Bible and Jesus.
跟你谈话的时候呢，你一直要谈圣经和主耶稣。
Some men, when they talk, they talk mostly about cars, or they talk about sports, or they talk about business.
所以有些人他们交谈的时候，他们大多数的谈话的内容呢，是关于车子啊、运动啊，还有他们的生意。
Some people talk about government. Some people talk about the weather.
有些人呢，就是谈论政府；有些人呢，就谈论天气。
You and I are to keep on talking about Jesus in the Bible.
所以呢，你和我呢，我们一直保持着去讨论在圣经里的主耶稣。
And actually, that's pretty basic, but it's the foundation of our living life the way it should be lived.
所以这里看起来是很基本的，但是这是我们生活过一个为主耶稣而活的一个非常重要的基石。
So, don't talk about godless chatter and don't talk about the opposition of what is falsely called knowledge.
所以实际上呢，要躲避那样的似是虚谈啊，敌真道似是而非的学问。
I had a boss once who told me that if I wanted to be mature, I should start reading William Shakespeare.
所以呢，我有一个老板，他有一次跟我说呢，你要变得成熟一点，你要去读那个莎士比亚的书。
Shakespeare is arguably the most outstanding writer who ever wrote in the English language.
所以呢，莎士比亚是毫无疑问是最杰出的用英语写作的作家。
So he said to me, you need to know more Shakespeare.
所以他跟我说呢，你要了解更多关于莎士比亚的书。
I said to him, I need to know more Bible.
我说呢，我更应该，我要知道更多的关于圣经。
I think if you were to look through all my books at home, you might find one that was entitled The Complete Works of William Shakespeare.
所以呢，如果你在我家里的书架，你要去看，你可以看到说是莎士比亚全集。
I'm not sure whether I've got the book or not.
所以我并不确定我有没有那本书。
That's because I never read it.
因为我从来没读过。
If I've got it, it's going to look good on my shelf. But I haven't read it.
所以如果我呢，如果真的在书架上有，我就是为了让它变得好，我的书架变得好看一点，但是我从来没去读它。
We don't need lots of other knowledge. We need the Bible.
我们不需要其他的，更多的其他知识，我们只需要圣经。
All right, verse 21 says, some have professed this knowledge, and in doing so have wandered from the faith.
所以第二十一节说呢，已经有人自称有这学问，就偏离了真道。
When you go to university, two things are likely to happen, one or the other.
所以呢，如果你去上大学，两件事会发生，不是这件就是那件。
You're either going to end up loving Jesus more or loving Jesus less.
所以呢，你会最终呢，你会爱主更多或者爱主更少。
So when I went to university, I read the Bible more than I had ever done in my life before.
所以呢，当我上大学的时候呢，我读圣经的时间远远超过我上大学之前的时间。
Other of my friends read it less.
我的有些其他的朋友呢，他们就读圣经读少了。
I left university much blessed of God.
所以呢，我从大学出来以后呢，带着神的很多的赐福。
Many of them wandered from the faith. That's what the line says.
因为很多人呢，他们实际上偏离了真道，这就是这上面所讲。
And then the letter concludes with the simple words, "Grace be with you."
所以最后这一节呢，就是很简单的结束，愿恩惠常与你们同在。
Well, now, many times when I read things like 1 Timothy, when it's over, I say, Lord, you know, I don't measure up very well. I haven't done all these things that I'm supposed to do. I don't know that I'm going to, this isn't good enough.
所以呢，实际上呢，当我通常解释读呢提摩太书的时候呢，我就说呢，主啊，实际上好多事我没有做，我并没有做到足够我该做的事情。
And so Paul says, grace to you, Timothy, the grace of the Lord Jesus. He'll be with you. The grace will help you. God loves you and he will help you. May his grace be with you.
这是在保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太呀，那个神的恩典与你同在，神会帮助你，神的恩典会帮助你做一切你要去做的事儿。愿是恩典与你同在。
And I think when Timothy got to the end of the letter, having read it, he probably got down on his knees and he said, Lord, Paul has said that the grace of God will be with us and that's what I need. Would you please show me more of your grace?
其实就是呢，我认为当提摩太读完这封信的时候，他应该就是跪下了。为想祷告说主啊，我需要您的恩典，求您赐给我更多的恩典。
So my question is, what kind of a guy do you think Timothy was?
因为我的问题通常是呢，你认为提摩太是一个什么样的人呢？
Do you think he was a great, big, strong, outstanding giant of a man?
你认为他是一个非常巨大的身体强壮的一个高大的一个人吗？
The answer is I don't think he was. I think Timothy was a pretty ordinary guy, just like you and me.
我认为提摩太应该不是那样的，他就是一个很普通的人，就跟你我一样。
And Paul spoke to him and encouraged him and helped him and pleaded with him and taught him and helped him again. And I think he just quietly grew one inch at a time, the same way as you want your children to grow.
所以呢，使徒保罗呢，就跟提摩太说话，然后教导他，帮助他，然后和他一起祷告祈求。所以就是说他对使徒保罗对提摩太的态度呢，就像你对你的孩子那样。
And so the book of 1 Timothy, I think, is written to an ordinary person like you and me with wisdom and counsel and help from the Lord.
实际上呢，我认为提摩太前书就是写给像你我这样的普通人，就是带着神的智慧，带着神的忠告，这样呢来帮助我们这样的人。
All right, well, those are some thoughts from Timothy. Are there any questions or comments before we get on to the next book?
所以这就是我们对提摩太书第六章的看法。你们大家有问题，还是有一些你们自己的看法，在我们学习提摩太后书之前。
All right, let's go on to 2 Timothy then.
来到提摩太后书。
I'm encouraged that Paul wrote a second book to Timothy.
所以呢，我就知道那个，我很惊奇，提摩太，保使徒保罗写了第二封信给提摩太。
He didn't just say, Timothy, I've already spoken to you. Everything's fine. See you later.
他不是说呢，保罗说呢，提摩太，我已经把所有的都告诉你了，然后呢，你自己照顾自己，我们拜拜。
He said to him, Timothy, I'm your father. And I'm going to keep on telling you the truths of God. I want to continue to be an encouragement in your life.
所以他跟吉姆太说，那吉姆太呢，我就是你的父亲，我要一直去鼓励你，我一直要写信照顾你，鼓励你。
And so he comes to him now with his second letter. His first letter was profound and wonderful. His second letter will be the same. But from Timothy's perspective, it's just the continuing love and counsel of the man of God who influenced his life.
保罗给他写的第二封信呢，实际上呢，同样的是一样的，对提摩太，从提摩太来说呢，是从神的智慧和神的忠告这样的呢，来给写给他的。
All right, so he says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus.
第一节说，奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。Okay,
so he's saying, Timothy, the reason I'm writing to you is this, that there is the promise of life in Christ Jesus. There's not a promise of life anywhere else. You can go. Go.
这里呢，使徒保罗提摩太说，提摩太啊，我给你这封信呢，是有那个应许，是在生命的应许，是在圣经里，在神的主耶稣基督里，在任何其他的地方没有这样的生命的应许。You
can go to limitless directions in this world, but you'll never find life until you find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where life and the promise of life are to be found.
所以你在这个世界上，你可以去任何的地方，去寻求任何的方向。但是，除非你找到那主耶稣基督，你才能找到生命。这个生命呢，是在主耶稣基督里的生命的应许。Most
people seek the pleasures of life in all manner of other directions.
所以大多数人呢，他们寻求这个今生的快乐呢，是通过其他的方式。The
problem is when they get there, they don't satisfy.
问题是呢，当他们得到了他们所需要的快乐的时候，他们并不满足。We
were talking yesterday about a verse of a hymn that goes like this. I tried the broken cisterns, Lord. But ah, the waters failed, and I'll explain that later.
那实际上呢，昨天呢，我们就谈到了一个赞美诗。赞美诗说呢，主啊，我已经尝试了所有的一切，但是那些都没有满足我。Jeremiah
said, "My people have made two big mistakes."
所以耶利米说呢。
Number one, he said, they've forsaken me. I am the fountain, the source of living water.
第一个呢，就是他们离弃了我，我是那个活水的那个源泉。
And then in order to get other water, they made themselves some other cisterns or pots to hold other water.
所以呢，实际上呢，为了得到其他的水源呢，他们自己去做了一个池塘或者其他的那个坑来装水。
But all the pots that the people of the world made to hold water other than the Lord himself, all of those pots have holes in the bottom.
所以实际上呢，他们在这个里面呢，所做的所有的装水的那些容器，就相对主耶稣基督那个 水的源泉来说，所有的这些装水的容器下面都有一个洞。
So you fill it with water, and you say, I'm going to take it with me, so I'll have something to drink. And when you go to drink from it, there's no water left, it's all gone.
所以然后呢，你做一个装水的容器，然后你把水倒进去，然后带着走。你当你渴的时候，你说我要喝的时候呢，实际上里面一滴水都没有，因为从那个洞里流走。
And that's the fact of all the alternatives to Jesus Christ. None of them will satisfy.
这就是那个事实，除了主耶稣基督以外，所有的其他的这样一个事实，没有东西可以满足你。
And so the hymn writer said, I tried those broken cisterns, those broken pots, but all the waters failed. When I got there, no water in it.
所以这个赞美诗说呢，我尝试过用那种装水的容器或者那样的东西，当我要喝水的时候呢，实际上水都流走了，里面一滴水都没有。
The hymn goes on to say,Even as I stooped to drink, the waters fled, but they mocked me as I wailed that they were gone.
所以呢，实际上呢，他说，就算我低头下来准备喝那个水的时候呢，他们实际上在嘲笑我，所有的水呢都已经没了。
Many years ago, A younger man walked into the prayer meeting at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel on a Tuesday night.
很多年前呢，有一个人呢，一个年轻人，他呢来到我们十六节教会的星期二晚上的祷告会。
We asked him why he came. He said, "I think I need God."
所以我们问他你为什么来呢？他说我认为我需要神。
Then he went on to explain that as a younger man, he was doing things that he shouldn't do. Every time he did some bad things, instead of being happy, he had a heartache.
所以实际上呢，就是继续聊的话呢，他说他呢，通常呢，去做一些坏事，做一些他那个年纪不应该去做的事儿，但是呢，每次做完的坏事呢，他都会很心痛。
We told him about the Savior. He got saved, and God gave him a blessed and a happy life.
所以呢，我们告诉他了救主，然后呢，他得救了，然后神呢赐福给他，他有一个幸福的人生。
The promise of life is in the Lord Jesus. Sin won't satisfy you or me or them.Any more than it satisfied Adam and Eve.
所以实际上呢，这里呢，那个生命呢，是生命的应许呢，是在主耶稣基督里面。那个罪呢，永远不会让我们得到满足，就像我们永远不会像亚当和夏娃那样得到满足。
Now verse 2 says, To Timothy, my dear son,Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第二句继续说呢，写信给亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩典、怜悯、平安从父神和我们的主耶稣基督归于你。
How does 1 Timothy end? With the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这个提摩太前书怎么结束呢？是主耶稣基督的恩典。
How does 2 Timothy begin? With the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
提摩太后书是怎么开始的呢？是和我们主耶稣基督的恩典开始。
That's the wonderful thing about our God. He's a God of grace.
这是我们神一个很奇妙的事，因为他是有恩典的神。
And we keep coming back to him and we say, Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.That's marvelous. You're so good to me.
所以我们呢就一直回来就说呢，主耶稣基督，我们非常感谢您，感谢我们非常感恩，你非常对我太好了。
Then he says in verse 3, he says, I thank God whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers.
第三节继续说，我感谢神，就是按我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住的想念你。
Now, we're not told, I think, precisely all of why Paul prayed for Timothy, but we do know that he prayed for him over and over and over again, not just every day, but every morning and every night, Paul was praying for Timothy.
所以我们不是很确切的知道使徒保罗为什么要为提摩太祷告，但是我们知道的是呢，使徒保罗一直一直一直就为提摩太祷告，不是每天为他祷告，而是每天早晨、中午、晚上一直的、一直的为提摩太祷告。
Did it work? Yep.
这有效吗？真的是有效。
Paul says himself that there was nobody of all the people he preached to, there was nobody who was more like Paul than Timothy.
所以呢，实际上呢，使徒保罗说过，在他所有的他传道的人中间，没有一个人像提摩太那样像使徒保罗。
So who do you pray for every morning and every night?
所以你为谁祷告呢？每天早上和晚上。
Okay, and the answer is whoever you pray for every night will be blessed if you keep on praying for them every morning and every night.
所以呢，这个就是说呢，你为谁每天早上和晚上去祷告呢？他们就会得到赐福。
Sometimes I hear of people who pray for me often.
有时候呢，我听到有些人呢，经常为我祷告。
I'm very, very humbled by that.
非常非常的谦卑。
I say, Harold, you better live for Jesus. You better do what's right. You've got to prove to that person that their prayers are being answered.
因为我就说呢 ，Harold， 你最好就是为主耶稣基督好好的活，去做很多的好事，因为这样可以证明那个人为我所做的祷告得到了神的回应。
How do you think Timothy thought when he ends up saying Paul is praying for me?
所以你认为提摩太会怎么想呢？他会就说呢，使徒保罗在为我祷告。
When I was a teenager, I used to often go out at night.
当我还是个青少年的时候呢，我晚上经常出去。
I often went out in my father's car.
我通常呢，跟我父亲的车一起出去。
And so when I went out, he would say to me, "Now you be careful. That's a high-powered car."
然后呢，他就跟我说呢，Harold， 你要当心点，因为这个车子的马力非常大。
And it's true. It was a nice car. It was a good car.
嗯，这是真的，这是一个非常好的车。
But then he would say, "Now you remember who you are, and you remember who you serve, because you see, your mother and I and your sister are praying for you, and you've got to make sure that you honor your sister and your father and your mother and your God in what you do."
所以然后他跟我说呢，你要非常小心你是谁，你要非常小心你服侍谁，因为你的爸爸妈妈、你的姐姐都在为你祷告，所以你所做的一切的事呢，你必须要把荣誉给你的爸爸妈妈、姐姐，要把荣耀给你的神。
So I may as well tell you the rest of the story.
因为我要给你谈一下其他故事的其他部分。
We used to have a large group of young people at the chapel in those days.
因为在那个时期呢，我们在教会里有一个很大的年轻人的一个小组。
We had more people than we had cars.
所以呢，我的人比车多。
So we used to put all the people in the few cars.
我们通常呢，在一个车里装很多人。
We didn't have seat belts in those days. We just had big cars.
在那个时期呢，我们没有安全带，但是我们有很大的车。
Sometimes the policemen would catch teenagers who were doing bad things in their cars.
所以呢，有时候呢，警察呢会抓住那些青少年呢，在他们的车里干坏事。
And a policeman pulled me over one night, and he said, "You're in trouble. I'm going to give you a fine for your behavior."
所以呢，有一天晚上的警察就把我截停了。他说呢，因为你的行为表象，我要给你一张罚单。
I said, "Oh, all right. What's my problem?" He said, "You've got four people in the front seat."
所以我说呢，好吧，那我的问题是什么？他说你的前面座位上坐着四个人。
He said, "Your car is only designed for three people in the front seat. You've got four people in the front seat."
看你的那个车呢，设计的只是前排座要坐三个人，但是你坐了四个人。
So I think he gave me a ticket, maybe $10 or $15 I had to pay because I had four people in the front seat.
所以呢，实际上呢，他给了他一张罚单，可能是10块或者15块，他必须付的，因为他在前排座上坐了四个人。
I don't think he counted the people in the back seat.
我不认为他数了在后座上坐的人。
Now, we probably had 8 or 10 in the back seat.
因为在后座上我们可能坐了8到10个人。
I never had an accident in that car.
所以那一辆车呢，我从来没出过车祸。
We didn't wear out the outside of the car, we wore out the inside.
所以呢，那个车外面呢，并没有很多的磨损，但是车里面呢，却磨损很多。
It only had 2 doors, and to get into the back seat, you had to put down the front seat, then bring it up, then put it down, then bring it up, then put it down, then bring it up.
所以实际上呢，那个车呢只是两门的车，然后你要让人坐到后座上呢，你就把前座像这样倒下来，然后呢人进去，你要竖起来，再倒下来，再竖起来，再倒下来，人才能都进去。
And the car didn't break down, the brakes continued to work, and the tires worked, and the fenders worked, but the front seat broke.
所以他那个车呢，实际上呢。就是没有那个刹车也没有问题，那个外面的那个所有的东西都没有问题，只是那个前座呢就已经用坏了。
Okay, why did all that happen?
所以为什么会发生这样的事呢？
Because my mother and father prayed for me, and they said, "Lord, would you bless our son?" And they prayed for me and prayed for me. And when I went out on a Friday night or a Saturday night, I didn't go out to get drunk. And I didn't go out to sin. By the grace of God, I just went out so that we could tell other people about the Lord Jesus.
所以这一切的之所以能发生呢，是因为我的爸爸妈妈为我祷告，为他们的儿子祷告。所以呢，我每次星期五星期六晚上出去呢，我并没有说去喝醉了，并没有去干其他的坏事，而我们是去传福音，告诉其他的人关于我们的主耶稣基督。
Keep praying for the young people. Paul prayed for Timothy. My parents prayed for me. You pray for the youth that they will be like Timothy's.
所以呢，一直要保持为年轻人祷告。使徒保罗呢，为提摩太祷告，然后呢，我的父母呢，为我祷告。所以你们一直要为年轻人祷告，让所有的年轻人都像提摩太那样。
Now the question is, was Timothy strong or weak?
所以呢，问题是呢，提摩太呢，他是强呢，还是弱呢？
The next line says, Timothy, I'm praying for you, remembering your tears.
所以下面第四节说呢，提摩太，记住我为你祷告的时候，纪念你的眼泪。
How many of you like to see a grown man cry?
所以你们有多少人见过一个成熟的男人哭呢？
Some cultures say it's very bad for a grown man to cry.
有些文化来说，对一个成熟的男人来说，他哭是非常不好的事。
Paul says, Timothy, one of the reasons I'm praying for you is I remember your crying.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，提摩太，我为你祷告的其中一个原因是我记得你流泪。
Now we're not told precisely why he was crying, but you tell me, why do you think Timothy might have been crying?
所以我们并没有被告知提摩太为什么哭，但是你告诉我，提摩太为什么要哭呢？
So what do you think? Why do you think he might have been crying?
所以你怎么想？你认为他为什么，为了什么去哭？
I think maybe he was saying, I've got a job to do that's harder for me to do than I can do. I'm supposed to serve the Lord. I don't know how. I'm not strong enough to do all the things that Paul would like me to do. And I think Timothy said, oh dear, this is too hard.
我认为呢，提摩太呢，他哭的原因呢，就是他呢，必须去做一些他的能力做不到的事，超出他的能力做的事，所以呢，他就说呢，神把这样的工作交给我，但是我却不知道怎么去做，所以呢，他就说呢，使徒保罗这么信任我，所以我却不能完成我的工作，所以他为这而流眼泪。
Have you ever heard of a student who cries because the university requirement is too hard?
所以你有没有知道有一个人是在大学的大学生因为考试太难而哭的呢？
Sometimes it actually happens during the exam.
有时候呢，实际上正在考试的时候就有人哭了。
One of the first exams I ever wrote at university was in a chemistry class, and I read the exam, the girl beside me read the exam, and then we had to answer it. It was a 3-hour exam, and after she read the exam, she just sat there and burst into tears.
实际上我在刚上大学的时候，我参加一个化学考试。化学考试的时候呢，坐在我旁边那个女孩，因为我们要回答三个问题，但是呢，我看见那个女孩看了那三个问题以后呢，她就哭了。
I said, well, I can understand why she's crying. I can't answer any of these questions either. I read it over. I couldn't answer one question on the paper.
所以呢，我就说呢，我知道她为什么哭，因为我也不知道怎么回答这样的问题。实际上那些问题我甚至连一个问题都回答不出来。
So I thought, Harold, what are you going to do? Are you going to cry or are you going to pray?
所以我跟自己说，那 Harold, 你怎么办？你是准备哭了还是准备祷告？
So she started to cry and I started to pray.
然后那个女孩开始哭，我就开始祷告。
And I've got to tell you the end of the story. When it was all over, I didn't get any answer correct on the entire paper. Not one.
实际上呢，他告诉大家结果，在这个考试结束的时候呢，他一题都没有答对。
But they gave me part marks on the questions.
所以呢，实际上他们呢，在那个part mark?
Part marks.Instead of getting 15 out of 15, I got 10 out of 15, or 12 out of 15. But I got something wrong on every question.
实际上呢，因为他每一个题都有问题都答错，但是他还是过了那个考试。
So what happened?
所以会发生什么呢？
Well, when you added up all the park marks, I ended up getting a first class grade rather than a second class or a pass or a failure. I did really, really well.
因为他是怎么是办呢？他实际上不光是那个通过了考试，不光是说是得到了一个良好，他得到了一个非常非常好的成绩。
How did that happen?
这个怎么会发生呢？
God is gracious. He answered my prayers.
神是有恩典的，他答应了我的祷告。
Did I feel like crying? Sure.
所以呢，我要哭吗？是的，我真的想。
Did I know I didn't know much chemistry? Yep.
我知道我对化学知识更不了解很多吗？是。
Did God say, Harold, don't worry, I love you, I'll help you?
就神说呢 ，Harold， 你不要担心，我爱你，我会帮助你。神说了吗
？Paul says, Timothy, I remember your prayers. I'm writing this to encourage you. God is good, Timothy. He'll help you, Timothy. You keep on going.
那实际上使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，我记得你的眼泪，神是有恩典的，神会帮助你的。你保持前行，保持着。
And then he says, Timothy, I long to see you so that I might be filled with joy.
你这里就说呢，昼夜切切的想见你，好叫我满心快乐。
So Paul didn't just like Timothy. Paul didn't just say, I'm going to try to help Timothy.Paul loved Timothy.
所以呢，使徒保罗呢，他不仅仅是喜欢提摩太，他不是说提摩太，我只是想帮助你。实际上，使徒保罗是很爱提摩太。
One of the greatest tragedies of COVID-19 is that many people and many families became separated from their families.
所以呢，这个这今年这个疫情的一个最大的悲剧呢，就是很多人和他的家人分开了。
Many of you say I know that.
很多人说呢，你们中间很多人说我理解这个。
And God knows that.
神也知道。
Paul said, Timothy, I know you're there and I'm here. I would love to have you there, to be there with you. I'd love for you to be here. I love you, Timothy. I want to be filled with joy when I see you. I just can't see you now.
所以使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，你在那里，我在这里。我爱你，我想到你那里去。啊，你也想，我也想你到我这里来。当我见到你的时候呢？我的心里面会充满爱，充满喜乐。
What's happened in Canada in the last few days?
所以在加拿大的过去的几天发生了什么？
Answer, there have been terrible lineups at the border of people trying to come into Canada.
所以实际上呢，在那个加拿大的边境呢，有很多的人排队，他们想进入加拿大。
Why did that happen?
这个为什么会发生呢？
Because the parents want to see their children and their grandchildren.
因为那些父母呢，想看他们的孩子和他们的孙子们。
And the people want to see their brothers and their sisters. They long to see them. That's the way it should be.
所以呢，这些人呢，想见他们的哥哥姐姐们还有他们的家人，他们都非常的期望切切的想见他们。
How much do we love you?
我们也多爱你们呢。
Answer, a whole lot.
答案是很多的爱。
Do we like Zoom?
我们喜欢 Zoom 这个。
Yep, Zoom is good.
是的 ,Zoom 是好的。
It's far better to see you at the chapel.
但是呢，在教堂里看见你那比较好。
We long to be together. Praise the Lord for Zoom, but better to be at the chapel.
所以我们的切切的想互相见面，我们赞美神为了 Zoom， 但是呢，我们更想在教堂里见面。
Oh, and the fellow, you know, he says, I love the girl. I love her. She's a wonderful girl. I love her. I'm going to want to marry her.
所以有个人呢说这个女孩都是非常好的女孩，我爱她，我要跟她结婚。
Somebody says to him, do you want to go and see her? No, he says, I've got a picture of her. That's all I need.
有些人说你想见你那个女孩的面吗？不用不用，因为我有她的照片，所以我每天看她照片就可以了。
And she says to him, you want to marry me, but you don't even want to see me. You think a picture is good enough?
所以那个女孩跟她说呢，你想跟我结婚吗？你爱我吗？你认为只是看我的照片就行了吗？
And he says yes.
她说是。
And she says, good, go marry somebody else.
要这样的话你就跟其他人结婚去。
Okay, Paul loved Timothy. The man of God loved the men of God. We love the women of God. We love the children. We love our Christian family.
所以实际上呢，使徒保罗爱提摩太，属神的人呢，爱属神的人，就像男人爱女人，就像我们爱我们的孩子一样，我们要爱我们的家人。
Amen. Let the Lord fill your heart with love for one another.
所以 Amen， 让你们每一个人的心里呢，充满了对其他人的爱。
He says, Timothy, I've been reminded of your sincere faith. It first lived in your grandmother Lois, then in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
所以第五节说呢，想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你的外祖母挪移和你的母亲尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
Now wonder the one of the wonderful things in the Bible is that God loves families, not just as necessarily the family of God. He loves your family. He loves your mother, father, sister, brother, husband, wife. He loves all of the people in God's family.
实际上呢，神呢，在圣经里一个很奇妙的真理，美妙的真理，叫神爱家庭。神不光仅仅是爱属神的家庭，他也爱你自己的家庭，爱你的丈夫，爱你的妻子，爱你的爸爸妈妈，爱你的孩子，爱你的弟兄姊妹，爱你的所有的在你家里的人，神爱在神的家里的人。
So Timothy ends up being a third generation Christian, if not more than that.
所以呢，提摩太呢，实际上是第三代基督徒，如果不是说比这个更多的代的话。
But what about Timothy's grandfather?
那么提摩太的祖父是谁呀？
We don't read anything about him.
我没有读过关于他的祖父。
Timothy's father?
他的爸爸呢？
We don't read anything about him either.
我们也没读到的提摩太的爸爸是谁。
That's a real tragedy, isn't it?
这是一个真的悲剧，是不是？
Wouldn't it have been wonderful if Timothy's father had loved the Lord Jesus, if his grandfather had been full of faith?
这个是不是很美妙的？如果那个提摩太的爸爸他爱主耶稣基督，如果说提摩太的祖父也充满了信心的时候，
Yeah, it would have been.And Timothy might have been a stronger man because of it.
所以呢，这个确实不是这样的。如果他们真的是这样的，那提摩太可能是一个很激动。
Maybe that's one reason why Timothy was a man given to tears.
那这就是其中一个原因，为什么提摩太总是在流泪。
But what happened?
发生了什么呢？
God said, I remember your grandmother. I remember your mother.And Timothy, God is working in your life. in spite of the fact that the father and grandfather aren't there. God is working in you, Timothy. You be thankful.
神说呢, 提摩太, 我记得你的, 祖母, 记得你的母亲, 尽管说你的祖父和你的父亲都不信, 但是呢, 我记得你们, 所以呢, 你要充满感恩的心。
Some of us have families that are incomplete and probably cause us great concern.
实际上呢, 我们, 有些人呢, 有一个不完整的家庭, 所以这样呢, 就是让我们更多的要去关心。
Timothy's problem was that he didn't have a father or a grandfather.
提摩太的问题呢, 他没有父亲和祖父。
In our family, our problem was we didn't have grandmothers.
所以在他的自己家里呢, 他们没有祖母。
One of our grandmothers died at the beginning of the First World War, long before we were born.
所以他的那个祖母呢, 在第一次世界大战的时候就死了, 在他们出生很久之前。
The other grandmother died at the end of the First World War, long before we were born.
另外一个祖母呢, 在第一次世界大战结束的时候也死了, 也是远远在我们出生之前。
Does that mean there's no hope for us?
这个意味着对我们来说没有希望了吗?
No. God in His mercy gave to us a mother and a father, both of whom grew much spiritually without a spiritual mother.
实际上呢, 神藉着神的怜悯给了我们一个, 完完全全属神的一个, 属灵的很强大的父母, 尽管他们没有一个属灵的父母。
Thank the Lord for the spiritual heritage He's given you.
就要向神给你的那个属灵的基业献上感恩。
And then so live for Jesus that you pass on a spiritual heritage to those that you love.
所以呢, 就是你要一直为, 主耶稣而合把你这样的, 属灵的基业呢, 传承下去。
And there's a sense, I guess, in which the spiritual heritage that Norma and I received is even greater because we didn't have grandmothers.
所以从某一个方面说呢, Norma跟他们呢, 收到的那个属灵的遗产呢, 甚至就是比我们, 没有一个, 祖母来说也来得更大。
It made my mother and my father far more humble, far more dependent upon the Lord, far more prayerful than they probably would have been otherwise.
实际上呢, 这样的, 这种情况让我们的父母呢, 远远的谦卑, 远远的靠着主, 远远的就是说是靠着祷告, 这样比他们
Now Paul picks up this theme, verse 6, he says, For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
所以第六节说, 为此我提醒你, 使你将神及我按手所赐给你的恩赐, 再如火挑旺起来。
He says, Timothy, you know, that the gift of God is there.
所以他说,提摩太,
you know the truth of God. You saw it in your mother. You saw it in your grandmother. No, there's no questions in your mind. You know the truth of God.
所以你知道神的真理,因为这是毫无疑问的,因为你知道你的母亲,你的祖母在那里,在你来说,这是毫无疑问,你懂神的真理。
Now he said, Timothy, you can just let that truth sit in the back of your mind. You just think about it every now and then. Don't worry about it. God will look after you. He could have said that.
所以你可能这么去说,说提摩太可能这样去说,就是说,而这样的真理就停在他的心里,停在他大脑里,然后呢,不要去担心神会照顾他的,他可能这么去说。
But you said, Timothy, don't do that. I want you to fan those embers into a brilliant flame.
所以呢，他说，哎，提摩太，你其实不要那么做，你要再如火眺望起来。
Sometimes I have to light a fire to burn up some, twigs and some branches that fall from the trees.
有时候呢，他需要把那些树上掉下来的枝子，那周围的掉下来的那些叶子和那些杆要放在一起，把它烧掉。
And sometimes I get a little fire going, just a few coals burning, just very, very little. I say, how can I make this fire burn?
有时候呢，他可能拿几个小木块，就想把它来烧着。他说，我怎么点燃这几块呢？
So I get down on my knees and I get close to the fire and I go.
然后他就跪一下。为什么要靠近那个火，然后就用嘴就吹。
And then the fire gets a little flame here, little flame there. Pretty soon, I'm out of breath, but the fire's going.
实际上呢，这个当他吹的时候呢，他都吹得快没气的时候呢，那个火星在这里飘一点，那里飘一点，但是最终呢，那个火就烧起来了。
Now Paul says, Timothy, you do that regarding the fire in your life.
所以呢，使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，在你的人生里就按照那个去生火那样去做。
Some people say, well, you know, I used to have a zeal for God, but I'm not as hot as I used to be. I don't feel the way I used to be. What do you do?
所以有些人说呢，我通常我曾经在神的工作上很热心，但是我不像以前那样了，我现在已经没有那么大的热心了。你应该怎么做呢？那你就来看这些经文。
You fan those embers, you blow on them, you open the Bible, you study it, and you say, Harold, don't just sit there, do something. Do you believe this? Yes, I believe it. Then do something, Harold. Get going.
意思是你就是把这些经文呢就把它堆起来，就是说你叫做吹火，吹火热，然后你打开圣经，你说哈尔的，你相信这个吗？你信这个？如果相信这个，你就去做；你相信，你就去做，去做点事儿。
Now, how did Timothy get the fire going?
那提摩太怎么让这些火继续的去烧呢？
And the answer is through the laying on of the hands of Paul.
所以呢，实际上是通过使徒保罗的手。
How did that happen?
这个怎么会发生呢？
And the answer is, I think Timothy spent a lot of time with Paul.
我认为提摩太在跟保罗在一起的时间很多。
My sister had a husband.
所以她的姐姐曾经有个丈夫。
I'm just looking over the list. I don't think any of you ever knew my sister's husband.
所以我在看了一下屏幕上，我不认为你们中间有任何一个人见过我姐姐的丈夫。
In many respects, he was an amazing man.
所以从很多方面说呢，他是一个很神奇的人。
In one respect, he was an interesting man. He liked cars.
所以从某个方面说呢，他是一个很有趣的人呢，他喜欢车子。
And when I would see him, I'd often say, that's interesting. He's got another new car.
因为我看他的，每次见到他说，我说这个很有趣，他每次都有一辆新车。
His new cars were usually old cars, but they were new to him.
所以呢，他的新车呢，通常呢是一个旧车，但是对他来说是一辆新车。
And they were always a comfortable car to drive in. They looked good.
所以呢，这些车呢，通常呢开起来很舒服，看起来也不错。
And then when a preacher would come to town, my brother-in-law would say to him,Do you have a car? Are you driving yourself to the meetings?
所以呢，通常一个 讲道的人来到温哥华的时候呢，我的姐夫就跟他说，你有车吗？你是自己开车去参加会议吗？
And the preacher would often say, no, I don't have a car. My brother-in-law would say, listen, you tell me when and where you're going to preach. I will come. I'll pick you up. I'll drive you. I'll be at the meeting. I'll bring you home.
其实际上呢，那些讲道的人通常说呢，我没有车，所以我姐夫跟他说呢，你告诉我你要到哪里去参加会议，你要你家住在哪里，我会开车带你去讲道，讲完道以后，我又开车会带你回家。
So what do you think happened when they were going and coming?
你认为会发生什么当他们来来去去的时候？
Well, those preachers were teaching my brother-in-law.
所以那些是传道人呢，就是在教我的姐夫。
And they taught them this, and they taught him that, and he watched them in this circumstances. He would go for a meal with them, and they were together, and together, and together, and together, and they taught him very much about the things of God.
因为那些传道人呢，就是教他这，教他那，然后他们就一起到这里去，到那里去，他们甚至一起吃饭。然后呢，这些传道人们呢，教了很多伟大的神的真理给我的姐夫。
No, I don't think Timothy drove a car.
我不认为提摩太会开车。
But I think that the Apostle Paul had luggage that he had to carry.
我认为使徒保罗应该有很多行李，提摩太会帮他背。
And I think Timothy said to Paul, Paul, I'll carry your luggage for you. I'll walk with you, Paul. I'll carry your luggage. I will do this. I will do that. And Timothy was with Paul. And Paul taught Timothy. He laid his hands on him as he was with him over and over and over again. And Timothy was strong because he was with Paul.
实际上呢，我认为提摩太会跟使徒保罗说，使徒保罗，我要帮你背行李，不管你到哪去，我跟你一起走。然后在他们这样的过程中呢，然后呢，使徒保罗就一直教提摩太，教提摩太，教了很多提摩太的东西，就像他把神的真理通过按手放在神的放在提摩太身上，这样提摩太实际上从使徒保罗那里学到了很多的东西。
So Paul's writing to Timothy now, and he's saying, Timothy, I'm not with you now. You get down there, you blow on those coals, you get a fire going, Timothy, so that you can live for God, even if I'm not there.
一开始都保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，现在我不跟你在一起，你把我给你的那些炭，用你的嘴把它吹旺，吹旺，然后你一直继续把这个火烧起来，然后你呢？为了神的一定要保持为了神的真理而活。
All right, so we're going to let it go at that because of the space of time. Next week we'll start in verse 7.
因为现在时间到了，我们今天就停在这里。下一次呢，我们会从第七节开始学。
Timothy, you've had a good start. That's 1 Timothy. Timothy, you've got to keep on going.
所以提摩太，你要有一个好的开端，就是提摩太前书。然后提摩太后书说，提摩太，你继续前行。
That's what 2 Timothy is all about. Don't say, oh, I graduated. You say, I'm going to keep on going. Don't say, I used to do that. I used to study the Bible. No. What you say is, God is still with me, and he's going to help me, and I'm going to keep on going, even if I get so discouraged, I end up crying.
所以实际上这就是提摩太后书所以来讲的，要说继续前行，提摩太，不要说我已经毕业了，我已经有了神的真理，我曾经读过圣经，我曾经为神工作过，你现在要一直保持前行，一直保持前行，尽管那个人生不如意，尽管有时候你在哭泣，你仍然应该继续的前行。
The devil says stop. Jesus says, keep on going.
所以魔鬼说停，然后主耶稣基督说继续前行。
All right, that's our story. That's our study for today. Questions, comments in the 2 minutes we've got left.
今天我们的故事，今天我们学习，我们还剩下两分钟，有问题吗？
All right, we're going to carry on. The Lord will bless us. Thank you for coming. Keep on coming. 3:30 this afternoon, the children's meeting. 7:30 tonight, the prayer meeting. The children need the truth of God, and we all need to pray. See you then.
实际上呢，我们就是神赐福给我们3:30呢是儿童的圣经学习，要小孩也要想知道神的真理。晚上7:30呢，我们祷告会，求大家一起来。
All right, let's pray.
来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for the fact that the grace of God was with us in the past, but will be with us today and in the future. God's grace has not changed.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩，神的恩典曾经和我们在一起，今天仍然和我们在一起，将来仍然和我们在一起，所以我们要一直，继续给我们神的恩典。
And Lord, as your grace was in the life of Timothy, and you took him up and used him mightily, so we pray that you will do the same for each one of us.
所以就像这是您的恩典在提摩太的人生里，您扶起来让他前行，让我们祷告，让您这样的恩典也在我们的人生里。
So we give thanks, Lord, and pray your rich blessing upon us. Pray that you will bless us and the work that we're involved in.
所以呢，我们现在感恩，求您给我们极大的、丰富的赐福，也在我们所有的设计的工作里给我们极大的赐福。
Bless us, bless our families, bless 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, bless the world as we would seek to carry the message of the gospel to them.
你实际上把赐福给我们，赐福给16节教会，赐福给这整个世界，就是我们要把我们的福音带给他们的那一群人。
And we give thanks for all this in Jesus' name.
我们献上所有的这一切的感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.